This week's Torah reading is called Boy, which means come. The main subject in the reading is coming out of Egypt. In Hebrew, it's called Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, everything in Judaism can be seen and understood in different levels of deepness. And one of the most beautiful things about it is that all of them coexist. It's not that one thing actually rejects the other. You have to understand this way or this way. No, everything coexists. It's just different levels of deepness. So let's delve a little bit in what this coming out of Egypt, Yetzias Mitzrayim, means. First of all, historical facts. The Jewish people were servants in a country called Egypt, which is in the north of Africa, as known, etc. And it came a certain point in history that God decided to take out the Jewish people from Egypt. And this is what the Parsha is talking about. This is what the Torah is talking about in this week. How do we live this? Every single year, one day or 2 days, depending on where you live, inside the land of Israel, outside of Israel, doesn't matter the details. Once a year, we remember this particular time because the Torah says you have to remember this particular time. And we make a whole night, and this is called Passover, Pesach, etc. Okay, very interesting. This is dimension, so to speak, number one. Dimension number two, when you look at time in Judaism, the concept of time in Judaism, it's a little bit different than the concept of time in the regular world, so to speak. In the world, time is like a Cartesian axis, you know? Starts here and moves on forward and forward and always forward, just like a line. In Judaism, time is seen as a spiral, something like that, that each ring of the spiral actually is a different year. So all the years, of course, are different. However, the times of the year, they just get repeated once and again, once and again. When we reach Pesach, the particular holiday that this reading talks about, when we reach Pesach, we're not just remembering something that happened 3,300 and something years ago. No. We're actually reliving this moment. We're actually living the energy that happened in that particular time on history. In history, it's happening right now. It's not something that happened in the past. It's happening right now. So that gives a person a renewed energy, a renewed enthusiasm in living the things of Pesach. Every single year, we relive these ideas because the energy and the things that are happening, they're happening right now. It's not something from the past. That's dimension number two. Let's move on to dimension number three. The truth is that the Torah doesn't just say, remember once a year that we went out of Egypt and we, you know, explain that we actually relive it. Oh, very nice. Every single day, during the day and during the night, we should actually remember this. And even though every single day is not Pesach, of course, it's just once a year. However, the idea and the energies, the concepts and the teachings of Pesach, of Passover, should be actually relived at least twice a day, in the morning and in the night. And furthermore, I'll explain what this means in a second. But furthermore, our sages say that even in the times of Mashiach, when Messiah comes, we're also going to remember this thing of coming out of Egypt. Now, the truth is, what do you mean? Because we just explained that even if you want to say that time is like a spiral and you relive things because the energy, etc., but not every day, as I mentioned, is Pesach. So what are you reliving every single day, twice a day? So we have to go a little bit deeper in Yetzias Mitzrayim, in the coming out of Egypt. The word Egypt, Mitzrayim, is directly related in Hebrew language to the word Metzarim. Metzarim means oppression. Gvul means limits, boundaries. So Yetzias Mitzrayim, coming out of boundaries, means exactly that. You have to actually overcome your own limits. That's what Yetzias Mitzrayim means in a way of service to God, in a way of personal development. Every single day, at least twice, in the morning and in the night. Why morning and night? Okay, we can argue that. It's not the point of this particular class. But the point is that you have to relive this overcoming your own limits. Sometimes the limits are imposed by the place where you live, by the people around you. Sometimes the limits are imposed by yourself. I can't do this. It's not for me. It's too much. It's too difficult, whatever. I wasn't raised in this, etc., etc. So Yetzias Mitzrayim, going out of Egypt, means, in this particular dimension, so to speak, overcome your own limits. move on and relive this coming out of Egypt. And actually, you could do it every single moment of your life, not just in the morning and afternoon. Now, let's move on a little bit further than this. There are two ways of coming out of Egypt in this way, in this idea of overcoming your limits. There are limits that are actually against the will of God. What does that mean? When a person is, for some reason, not fulfilling, not keeping the will of God, he's doing something against the will of God. See, if God said, don't steal, the guy steals. If God said, don't kill, so you kill. Maybe, hopefully not, don't kill, literally speaking, but there are different ways of killing people, you know? If you actually embarrass something in public, our sages say that this is like some sort of killing somebody. Now, that's completely against the will of God. So coming out of Egypt, Yetzias Mitzrayim, in your life would be overcome those limits that take you, move you into going against the will of God, God forbid. That's one type of coming out of Egypt. In Hebrew language would be called Yetzias Mitzrayim de Klipa. That means a shell, literally. Klipa means a shell. I'm not going to explain the whole thing right now, but the point is, you overcome the limits that prevent you from fulfilling the will of God. Start living your life according to the will of God. Live, overcome your own limits, and just do it, so to speak. And if God demands from you to fulfill His will, together with the demand, He's giving you the strength to do that. So you can do it. Don't worry. You were born to do it. Question is, why don't you do it? Okay, that's a different problem. We have a yetzerada, we have a bad inclination. Okay, that's even inclination, that's a different subject. But the point is that Yetzias Mitzrayim in your own life, in every single second of your own life, in the bright days, in the morning, so to speak, and in the dark days, in the nights also, you should actually in every single moment in your life, overcome your own limits that are against the will of God. That's number one. But there's another type of Yetzias Mitzrayim, going out of Egypt, overcoming your limits, even the Kedusha, even in a holy way. What does that mean? A person that keeps the will of God. And he does it just as the book says, you know? But he does it because he's accustomed to that. He was raised into a house where everybody fulfills the will of God. And, you know, you're just accustomed to that. Do you do it with enthusiasm? Do you enjoy it? No, but just it's part of your life. You can't just don't do this. Because this is part of your life. And you believe in this. And it's okay. But do I have to enjoy it? Do I have to do it with happiness, with joy? No, not really. I'm just doing this. Actually, Jeremiah, the prophet, he complained. Of course, God told him to say these words to the Jewish people. But he complained that the Jewish people are fulfilling the commandments just because they're accustomed. It's not part of their life, really. It's not you. You just have to do this because you happen to believe in God. So you have to do this. So you have to learn that you can overcome that limit. And you can start fulfilling the will of God because that's something you can enjoy. And sometimes, Yetzias Mitzrayim de Kedusha, coming out of Egypt, overcoming your limits in a holy way, so to speak, when you're already within the will of God, it's not just because you do things accustomed and you're accustomed to that and you have to overcome that custom, etc., and live it. Maybe the motivation why you do this will of God is not the best. You're looking for honor, you're looking for money, you're looking for recognition, or you're looking for a piece of Gan Eden, the paradise, because God is going to reward me because I fulfill His will. Are you really serving God, or you're serving yourself? When you have biased motivations why you actually fulfill the will of God, you're actually a religious person, so to speak. If you're a Jew, you fulfill the 613 commandments. If you're not a Jew, you fulfill the 7 commandments and the ramifications. You're fine. You're good. In the action world, you're doing the good things. However, what's the motivation why you're doing these things? In order to gain a reward of many kinds? Again, paradise, world to come, honor, money, whatever the case is, it's not a good motivation, you know? So you have to leave Egypt. You're limited by your own selfish, so to speak, motivations, and you can overcome those limits and start serving God because That's what you have to do. That's what you were created for, say our sages in the Talmud. I serve God because that's what I was created for. Now, we saw a few dimensions in this idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim, starting from a very simple and historical fact with his application once a year, and what do you do, whatever we have to do, going all the way up, all the way deep into every single moment of your life, you should be asking yourself, first of all, am I serving God? Second, why am I serving God? Is there anything better I can do? Should God give us the strength? Actually, he gives us the strength to actually ask this question on ourselves every single moment. And the answer will always be, I can always raise up myself into serving God in a better way.